This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi, Caleb. Beis Gimel. Today we'll do Beis Gimel and Beis Dalet. Bag and Bad. Yesterday, Beis Aleph and Beis. Rabbi Yisai, this is like very new type of stuff. Very fascinating. Let's get going. Okay, Mishnah Aleph. Clay eats wooden Caleb clay. Or Caleb made out of leather. Clay eats made out of bones. Clay is made out of glass. Pshutei and tire. If they're poshut, they're flat. They don't have a container. They're tar, mikable, and tameim. If they are mikable, they have a container. They have a receptacle. They are tamei. We did say by Tumas Medrash, though, you're mikable even if you're flat, if you're made for sitting on, etc., like a bench, wooden bench. And once you have Tumas Medrash, you're mikable all Tumas. It's a mission later on somewhere in Tyrus. Fine. So because Schuchas is glass, we said that's Darabanan, by the way. And glass is going to have some ways it's like cheres, some ways it's like metal, a little of everything, because Darabanan, they give various different rules, whole sugyan Shabbos about it. Nishbaro, they broke Taheru. That's been tied in Chaz of Osman. Can we make new Kalim from them? They're Mekabal Tumah only from here on, but the old Tumah does not come back. Metal is not like that. Metal, the old Tumah does come back. Pedigit Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Cheres, earthenware, Neser, a type of earth, alum. Same type of Tumah. They receive Tumah in their airspace. And they give Tumah in their airspace, even without touching something, as Sheretz goes into it. It's been Tame. And then you come back and come in another Kliza, a Rishon. You go and stick in a Chveis, a grape, without touching, the grape becomes a Sheni. If you stick the grape in the same time as the Sheretz, you still become a Sheni. I don't think it would make a difference. Pretty sure. Yeah. Pretty sure. It's not like, oh, you know, now it gets direct from the Sheretz. If they're touching, fine, but they're not touching. So Kli Cheres is Mekabel Toma from the airspace and gives Toma from the airspace. Okay. And they're Mekabel Toma Echorein, that receptacle on the bottom, like it's the base. If Toma touches there, it's Mekabel. It's Derais or Derabanan. I think it's Derais. And they're not mekabel tumah on their sides, their exterior sides, which is the most natural way for tumah to touch it. They're not mekabel tumah. But we did say to give off tumah, yeah. They say over here, a very important halacha. Where is it? Yes, it's metame achayrim, even if they touch its exterior walls or they touch achayrov. So receives Toma in the Avir, or touching on the Chayrim, but gives off Toma, the Avir, his exterior sides, and the Macharein, if Tumi touches. A little confusing, nothing crazy, but a little confusing. Shirasan, Tarasan, but he's no by Klichas, and you break it. That is the only way to make up to Matar, putting in the mikvah is not an option. Base. Sakin in a Kli Cheres is little small little shards, gisteres, that have some usage. Karker Roisehen, they're floors. Daphne say and their walls, and if they're Yesh Shalom Sama, they sit without support. What's the shear for Tuma? There's enough, it could hold oil to anoint one finger of a one-year-old baby. Very small amount of oil. That's if the original kli was up to the size of a lug. If it was from a lug until a saw, more than a lug until a saw, then we go with revias, which is a quarter of a lug. I think a saw is 24 lugin. So if it's more than a saw up to two saw, then double it, chatzi lug. If it's two saw to 3 5, meaning up to 5, then it's a lug. What if it's more than 5? I don't know the answer. Maybe there was no such clear like that. Or maybe just that's the max, lug. Fine. Rabbi Shmuel. Rekiva says, I'm not arguing, but I don't want to give sizes. I'm going to talk about specific kelim that were known to people. So here we go again. Dagan b'kli cheres, the floors and the walls, they sit without support. The shear is anointing the finger of the baby. That's until you get the kederes hadakos, small pots. From small pots until the Ludian barrels, revius. Ludian barrels until the base lechem barrels, chatzilug. Base lechem barrels until the big barrels, lug. Reuchen ben Zakkai says, big barrels is tulug. So he's arguing. Fine. He's arguing or just being maisif? They don't say. So maybe he's just being maisif. Maybe he's just being maisif. But this part is arguing. He says the little pachin, the little jugs, Galilean from the Galilee, and the chevinos, little jugalach, little barrelach, the share of the karka is any amount. Tiny drop, a drip. I think they say this is arguing, yeah. Yeah. So they say he's arguing. This is a very, very small amount. But they don't have the fanas. The smallest little guys, straight walls, and they can't receive anything. They can't hold anything if they're on their side. Mishnah Gimbal. Okay. Now they pointed out something here, very interesting. Mishnah Aleph. They pointed out, does a kli cheres need a toch? Very fascinating. What do you mean? A kli cheres is only mekabel tuma in the airspace, so of course it needs a toch. Aha, that is definitely the pashtus. Some say it doesn't need a base kibble, it only needs a toich. For example, a barrel made out of cheres has no bottom, does not have a base kibble, but it has a toich. Some say a toich is sufficient. Others say, no, it needs a base kibble. We're going to assume it needs a base kibble, because that seems to be the pashtus. But very fascinating. Okay. Kli cheres, as we know, as I just mentioned, needs a base kibble. It needs a receptacle. Without it, it's not mekabel tuma. Good. Fine. Kli cheres that has a base kibble is not mekabel tuma unless it's made to receive things. If it's not made for that, as we'll see very soon, it's not mekabel tuma. A kli cheres, even if it has a receptacle, if it's used as a cover, as a pot cover, something like that, it's not mekabel tuma. No, isn't that just, that's basically what we just said, because it's not made to hold things. So they explain why you would have to need a special chiddush for that. I don't want to go into that. I think that's overcomplicating things. Hatarin shebe kli cheres. Let's go through some kli cheres, which are tar, based on the rules that we just mentioned. Tavla, a tray, a board, shein la liz beiz, has no rim. So it doesn't have a toich. It doesn't have a base kibble. What if it has two rims, three rims? Pashas also would not have a base kibble. It needs to be completely rimmed. Machto perutza. Machto is a type of spatula. There are no walls. It's tahira. Machto perutza. It's open. Abub shel kaloyin. A kli with holes of peddlers that they roast legumes on the fire. It has lots of holes. It has no base kibble. It would be mashma from here that if it had a rim, it would have tuma even though it has holes because it's meant to be used that way. Some disagree and they say even if it has a rim, it would not have tuma. There is an opinion like that. But we're going to go that it did not have a rim. Okay? See low nose. Pipes. It can't hold the things. Not mekabel tuma. Afal pi, kvufin afal pi, mekablin. Even though it's in the shape of a U and you could hold things, it's not meant to be used that way. Huh?
Yeah, show a picture of it.
The U?
Yeah. You see the pipe with
It's funny, mine they showed a little differently. So what are they saying over here? Even though it is a U shape, and when it's like that. It could hold things. Not makabel tuma because it's not made for that. Mm-hmm. That goes into the cloud we said mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah. That's not enough to have a container. You have to be made for that. That's not made to hold things. It's like a pee trap under your drain. But a mitzvah is meant to hold water. That's exactly the point of it. That it should hold water and prevent the sewer gases from coming to your house, right? So I don't know how I would look at that. Okay. So the reading it, avapi mekablan, avapi kfufin, is one long run-on sentence. Even though when they're bent, they have base kibbel, still not mekabel tumah, because it's not supposed to be mekabel. However, others say it's a different case. Let's say you have in the pipe a bulge where water rests, still not mekabel tumah. It's not made for that. Kav. What's a kav? This one is used to cover a bread basket. Has a base kibble. Since it's made as a cover, it's not makabel tuma. It's not made to hold things. There's a new clause we said. Sha'asu the salapas, made for bread baskets. Okay. Tfi she'eskinu la'anovim. Tfi is a earthenware clay. It has a receptacle. Yes. And therefore it's makabel tuma. Yes. But here you modified it. And used it to cover grapes to keep the grapes cold. Now you've turned it into a pot cover, and now it's tahar. It's not enough to think about this, that you're changing its usage. You need to actually practically modify it. As we learn in Perek Chaf Hei Mishnah Tes, Eino Oil Midei Tumasna Ela Bishune Maisim. You took off like half of it. And you see, okay, it's like a funny picture. Let me see your picture. The same one, okay. Yeah. All right. Weiter. Chavis shel sheyotin, the swimmer's barrels. It's an empty barrel, completely sealed, obviously. And helps you as a flotation device. Uh-huh. Has a base kibble, uh-huh. Why? But it's not made to hold things. It holds air. I thought that's a funny question. Air? What's air? Air's not anything. Everything can hold air. I don't know. They said, yeah, but it's not made to hold, take things in and out. I don't know. Okay. To me, it sounds like a strange question, but okay. Chavis defuna bishule hamachatz. Machatz is a big kli cheres, big earthenware kli, used to draw wine and oil from a big pit and to pour into barrels. It was very large. They'd make on the wall of it near the bottom a little bit of a handle. You'd have to put your hand in that little crevice. And it could hold things there, apparently, the way it was shaped. However, since it's not made to do that, it's not makabel tuma. Mita, a bed. Kise, chair. Safsal, a bench. Shulchan, a table. Okay, let's start with the first three. The first three, they don't have a receptacle. Now, even though a person goes on top of them, they don't have a bottom. They're not a base kibble. I mean, they don't have a bottom. They don't have a rim, you mean? Okay. Okay, now, 1 second. These things are made for medrash. Aw. And we know that anything made for medrash has automatically tumas mace. Aw. Neither. Vav gimel. Aw. The answer is Tumas Medrash does not apply to Kli Cheres. Ooh, fascinating. Fascinating. Do you have that, Rabbi Zai? Tumas Medrash does not apply to Cheres. I bet you didn't know that this morning. And the table, and a Svina boat. Boat? 1 second. A boat has a base kibble, of course. You ever seen a boat that doesn't have a base kibble? I mean, a raft, I guess, but never seen such a thing. So they say over here, you're right. But Aval P.K., and even so, there's no Tumma. Why? It's learned out from a Pasuk. Look at the Mishnah Shabbos. Tes Beis, Derech Aniya B'Lev Yom. The puzzle is coming to teach you that just like the sea is not mekabel tuma because it's part of the ground, so too the boat is not mekabel tuma. Book discussion, what about a wood boat? Whole sugi and Shabbos about that. We're going to leave it here. Okay. Menoira shal cheres. Earthenware menoira. that you put the little glasses on them, but the menorah itself is flat. I don't know how you're going to get the glass to stay on it. I guess the glass has a flat bottom. It just rests on it, I guess. Yeah, I don't know what it looked like exactly. Have you ever seen a menorah that has no receptacle? I've never seen such a thing. 100% flat? So what is it? It's just a board? Why is that a menorah? Apparently, I'm not really understanding this. All right. Harei tar, all these things are tar. Zaklal, this is the rule. Okay. Zaklal usually hears some things up. But nope, that's not what this one is. This one's to tell you something new. Rabbi Sai, time for some new halachas you need to learn. Let's go. Minat Taira, a mashke cannot be matame kli. Because a kli can only makabal toma from an av. A mashke is generally not an av. Generally. For example, even if a mashke would touch a mace, the mashke only becomes a rishon. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why is that true? Good question. Not for now. Look at Pesachim Yerches, famous sugyas over there. Now, Chachamim were worried. There are some mashkim that are metame kelim. For example, Ruko Shalzav, Meiraglov, Damnida. Therefore, they said, you might get confused. These mashkim are not metame kelim. These mashkim are not metame kelim. Oh, I'm so confused. Therefore, they said, forget it, Rabbi Yisai. Gzeira, all mashkim are metame kelim, but they're only making it to a sheni. But they want you to ensure that you shouldn't think it's deraisa, and you shouldn't come to then burn shum and kachim that become tamei from these mashkim. Therefore, they said that only the mashkim touch the inside of the kli. If they touch the outside of the kli, then only the outside becomes tamei, not the inside. If they touch the inside, then the whole thing comes tamei. Touch the outside, only the outside. Says the Mishnah, kol she'ein lo teich b'kli cheres. If it doesn't have a teich, doesn't have an inside, in lo chraim doesn't have the outside. Sing like this. This is the thing that you touch the outside, only the outside becomes tameh. By the mashkim, derabanan, applies even to kli cheres. Even kli cheres generally is only mekabel tameh inside, but this works outside as well. So let's say you have a kli cheres that does not have a toch, doesn't have a receptacle, and mashkim tameh touches the outside. You might think the outside is tameh, not the inside. Mishnah comes to tell you that's not true. If it has no toch, it has no tumas achorayim. If the mashke would touch the outside, nothing would become tameh. Because tumas mashkim, it does not apply by pshute kli cheres. Okay, say so. And that was a lot of information I just gave you. Apologize if it's a little bit of a overwhelming. We're not done, Rabbi. The second mission is a little shorter. Much shorter. Panas, a lantern, jeshu beis kibble. It has a place to hold things in the bottom. Tame. You hold oil, for example. Tame. If not, shame boy. No, it's a flat bottom tar. It's a flat bottom, and you just put a little yardstick candle in there. As a, it's tar. It doesn't have a place to cobble anything. Fine. Megufas ha-yoitzrin. This is the stone of the potter, the potterer. Potter? How do you call him? A potter?
Yeah,
a potter's stone? Then he makes kelim. So they used to put like a big glob of clay. And then they'd spin it around. And he'd shape it like that, right? You have like this big wheel at the bottom. It gets the whole thing to spin around very fast. Nowadays. Yes. Nowadays I think we'd put a little motor on it. Okay. Meguvas hayoitzrin shubaseach bom. That he puts on the tit and opens up the kli. That one is tahira, because that one at that point is a flat top. Shukaymer ba. Afterwards, he finishes making the kli. He then takes it to a different one, a different meguva, to finish it. This one is flat. No, I'm sorry. The opposite. This one is has a rim, prevents it from falling. And therefore, it is mekabel tohum. Mashpech shabalei batim tohar. A funnel of the balabas. Used to pour wine or oil, whatever, into a jug. It can't hold things, right? A funnel can't hold things. It's not mekabel tohum. Shal reichlin, the peddlers, is tame. Why? Ibnei shu shalmida, the reudabem mesera. The peddlers use a smaller one and use it to measure oil. Well, for example, he said this funnel holds a lug. Okay, what does he do? He takes his finger, puts it at the bottom, Okay, I know the hygiene's not liking this too much. Puts his finger at the bottom, fills it up with oil, and he says, ah, now you have your lug. And he puts his finger away and puts it into your kli, and Shalom Yisrael. So since it's made to hold it that way, it's makab. It's a big chiddush, because it can't hold it on its own, only with your plugging with your finger. But since that's the way it's made to be used, that's good enough for us. Wow. I have a different reason. I'm a different type of mashpech. He says, he's saying a bigger chiddush. Even if it's not made to measure, but it has a little bulge on the side, and when the meicher, the peddler, turns on its side, it holds a little of oil. Umeriach lokech, and he takes that little of oil and lets the lokech give it a smell. It's like a little bulge on the side of the funnel that can hold enough oil for the buyer to give it a smell. Why does the Tanakhama disagree? Behuda and Maseir, they say, does not agree with this. Because since it only is Makal Mashkim through leaning it, it's not Makal Batumah, because it's not the Derech. Well, this was it has to be made for that. What do you mean? This was made for that. I don't understand why would you disagree with that? It has to get a Kabbal. I don't know. Okay. That's all for today, Rabbi Isai. I think that was long enough.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.